Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are not in the studio. We are in the most positive place I can imagine being during the holidays. We are kicking off the Maryland Crab Cake Tour Holiday Edition. There will be eggnog served. We're at Coco's Pub. Nice. We are in Lauraville with Lauravillians. They look a little bit like Whovillians. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a... From the minute I walked in here and I have my Raven scratch-offs, I wish I had my peppermint scent that I got to get on John and Roz down at the lottery about that. I'll have them later on in the month. But it's also brought to you by Jiffy Lube Multicare. But when I come to this neighborhood, I talk about it all the time, I discovered... rock and roll. I discovered Kiss. I discovered Alice Cooper at 3101 Tyndale Avenue, about 2 football fields from here. My Uncle Nelson lived right around the corner from Eastwood Drive, where Resig lives. But Mike Resigliano is my co-host with a K, because we're at Coco's and it's spelled with a K. And I asked you to bring some neighborhood friends here, and I forgot how many friends I have friends that live in Mayberry over here.
Mayfield.
I knew.
RFD.
What is that?
RFD. Mayberry RFD.
Oh, okay. Mayfield.
Right. Mayfield.
Now, Liz and Bass tell me they're from Mayfield. I didn't even know where Mayfield was, and the whole time, Nick Siriopoulos, our original donut deliverer at WNST 25 years ago, actually is you're a Mayfield human. Yes,
Mayfield, yes.
He's a
Mayfield. Define Mayfield as it is for Baltimoreans who are unfamiliar, sadly, with the Lauraville, Morgan State, Montebello corridor of beautiful East Baltimore.
Where it is, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're
Chesterwood Park.
We're north of Clifton Park Golf Course. And south of the Herring Run Park, and bracketed by Harford Road and Belair Road.
Perfect. And you say it right, perfect. Belair Road. You
perfect
say it
description.
Where it's supposed to be.
I'm a Hollandtown boy. Nestle.
So Nick has been a friend and a listener for as long as I've been on the radio.
Day 30, one.
33 years. Yeah. I have known you through Resig. Resig was with me 40 years, and we've been through this. We did a whole Sports First reunion the
sure.
last time. But I brought some mementos, some heirlooms today.
Man.
I brought in a special black envelope here because I wanted to feel like Pulp Fiction. But when I found that you were coming, and Thomas Rhodes is coming from Zeke's Coffee, Marcella's going to serve me eggnog, Eric, Liz, everybody's here. So we're going to do it. The minute I came in here, I heard, I'll be home for Christmas.
Well, there it is.
So I have spent many Christmases with you. This is not the first time I have seen the Grinch-ish
hat. Yes, of course. Right.
I have pictures of you and me with that hat at the barn in 1996, 97, 98.
And it's never been cleaned. My wife says it's got to be thrown in the wash.
No way.
I'm going to get a Zips dry cleaning partnership, and I'm going to have Zips dry cleaning work with that. Bob Barry's going to do that.
The Grinch wouldn't have a clean hat.
Exactly, right.
So.
Exactly.
How do you guys know each other neighborhood-wise? Because Resig, of course, came to us from Buffalo in 1983, 84 with Sports First and the News American. You've spent your whole life here, 41 years. I know you through him, and as it turns out, because it's Smalltimore, I got my back adjusted, and just so you, if you want to sit on my face, Nick, you can. It's your opportunity here. I brought my back's killing me, and Dr. Steve adjusts me.
There's another one.
And Dr. Steve Elliott, Elliott Chiropractic Life. And you were wearing, like, rugby. You're
rugby
just a rugby gear.
Right.
So you have a rugby sports background.
Right.
You have ties to these.
I started Steve in rugby.
Ah.
Now, I don't
You've
know this
probably
story.
Started many people in rugby.
Well, me and Jake. You remember
right.
my boy Jake.
Well, yeah,
I
Jake.
Invited Steve here today. He could not be with us today.
Okay.
But I wanted him to come.
That's
and then
a story for
him. Then he found out you were
story.
Coming.
Right.
But rugby's so weird to me. How is anybody into rugby?
It's a fantastic sport.
How do you find
sport.
It in 1965? How do you find it?
Well, I not 65. It was 75 for me.
Well, you know what I mean. I think you're older
well,
than you
I
are.
Well, I was in Europe.
You told me you're Rubenstein's age. I figured you're 70-something.
I'm 1 year behind him.
All right.
I was in Europe in the Army. I was over there,
Thank you for your service.
In the military. Yeah, right. Yeah. I didn't have – all I shot at was paper targets, though. I was fortunate enough not to have to shoot at anybody.
Peacetime. I like it.
So, anyway, I watched Russians is what we did.
Okay.
We were on the border of Czechoslovakia.
That Anywho. Sounds like a Stripes scene.
It was pretty close.
Okay.
Because right after Vietnam, okay, so it was all kind of gearing down and whatever. So I'm in the officer's club having a beer, you know, like a young lieutenant's supposed to do. And, you know, another lieutenant comes up and sits next to me, and he starts drinking and this and that. And he goes, well, what are you going to be doing Saturday? I said, well, Saturday I'm going to be sitting in that stool getting drunk. He goes, well, why don't you come out and play rugby? Or watch us play rugby. I said, okay, what is it? Because I've been a lacrosse player all my life.
Oh, you played lacrosse?
Yeah. I didn't even own a baseball glove until I got into the Army. Okay?
How's a kid from Highland Town get a lacrosse stick?
I went to a military school in Virginia.
Explains why you're so formal and rigid.
Yeah, well, I was taught well, I guess.
Right, exactly.
And I'm an officer and a gentleman by Act of Congress, which they don't do anymore. They only make you an officer. They don't make you an officer and a gentleman. And that's where that movie comes from. That was kind of the end.
I already thanked you for your service. I'm not going to thank you for being a gentleman.
And he's got an Army shirt on because he roots Army.
I've always known you to be a gentleman. Yeah. I would say that, Nick. You know.
Anywho.
So rugby.
So this guy says, you know, why don't you come out and watch us play? I said, okay. So we closed the bar that night. We stumble out of there. He goes, you're going to come out and watch us play rugby, aren't you? I said, yeah, I'll come out. He goes, bring some cleats. I said, what do I need cleats for? He goes, oh, it's real dirty and, you know, muddy. And well, I went and watched. And in the second half.
They needed help.
A guy got hurt. They had 50.
You don't even know the rules.
No rules.
No, I never heard this.
I knew this was going to be a good story.
Committed a foul on the first play I was in.
Anybody that's in the rugby, it's like a cult.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Doubt.
Like, it totally is a cult, and there's some thing that got him into it.
The thing with rugby is, Nestor, is you can go anywhere in the world and play. You can go anywhere in the world.
Soccer's that way, too. Basketball's
becoming
that
way. But we're the only sport that after the game, we have a party with the opposition.
Right.
And it's not like Ohio State and Michigan.
Oh, hell no. Well, it is until the game's over. Once the game's over, then we all go, you know, have a beer.
Nice.
Take the flag home and get two beers. I like it. All right.
Well, whatever. So
that's the social aspect of
it's
rugby.
It's more than social. It's almost family kind of thing, okay? Because rugby's it's a hard-ass sport.
That's why I never played it.
Okay, we don't wear pads, okay? And everybody's like, oh.
Start with this. Everybody that plays rugby, woohoo, crazy, right? So let's start with that.
Yeah, but Rasig, Nestor, in rugby, when we tackle – if my arm goes to your shoulder, I'm going to be sitting out for 10 minutes. That's a penalty. If my arm even goes here, you're done. You're out. Yellow card. Thank you for your service for 10 minutes.
Okay.
So
they're very strict on anything above
Unlike
the shoulders.
Unlike that hit with Trevor Lawrence the other day.
God.
You know?
Ooh, yeah, that was right. Nasty.
I'm glad they suspended him for 3 days.
Well,
should've
you know
been
what was
more,
weird is I watched it. I thought it was horrible, and I tweeted something, you know, about it being horrible. Then I watched it in slow motion, and I'm like, he ducked. The quarterback slid, and when the quarterback slides, you're going after his waist.
I mean,
his waist
like,
becomes his head.
He went True. Like this.
I the forearm shiver. Nick the Greek is here. Rasig is here. We're in bye week. We're Coco's. I'm trying to get festive and holiday spirit. You got grandkids you got to go watch now. But I want to have a little bit of fun, tell a little like history of like friendships and relationships.
So, Rasig,
because you guys have become like family, like brothers. Like, I've known you guys for 40 years. Like,
of course.
You guys are really close.
We got connected because of our kids going to the same school.
Right. Okay. Neighborhood.
St. Francis.
Okay.
Elementary
40
school.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And through that, we you know, grew friends and this and that. And not only between us, but between the families that all lived in the neighborhoods.
Absolutely, yeah.
To the point where we all were involved at St. Francis. We had all our kids playing soccer and baseball.
But all you were sports guys.
Well, we were.
That's a thing.
And
like, I know all your friends. I know all of you were bonded by Memorial Stadium originally being in the neighborhood. Right.
We would walk over.
Of course. I mean, and I used to park the car over. Sometimes I walk with you guys,
stumble.
You know. So,
stumble
I mean, I remember when Rasig's like, come on over. Park over here. We'll walk to the game. And I'm like.
Right. We would park the night before.
I'm walking. I got a press pay to media pass and park in the lot. But I said, wait, you live in like now I would walk it. It's 2 miles.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you wish you could. I wish I could.
So we even.
I wish I could walk to the last stadium this one last time.
Whatever.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. So you know, it came even to the point of we've got probably 40 or 50 friends in the families that are within the community. And it got to where we were doing a fundraisers for our kids, and one of our fundraisers was a Halloween party that we would all dress up and do. But it was more than just dressing up. Each neighborhood would dress up in a theme, and yes, we would compete.
Very competitive.
We would
compete. Can't imagine Rasig doing anything competitive around art.
Well, one group from Beverly Hills came as Stool Wars.
Stool Wars, yeah.
Okay, and they made a huge spaceship
of styrofoam. It was really wild. I mean, out of control competition.
Yeah, it should have been on TV.
So this becomes yes, like a little bit like a parade float kind of thing, a little bit?
Yeah, you would have
even
to
more because we would each do a skit.
Yeah, it was a cosplay.
Kind of like the Mummers Parade, if you've ever been to it. Yeah,
okay.
They do the
same thing.
That looks
like a Mummers hat.
And
yes,
then,
really
and then not only that, it, not only that, it, the month of October was open season, where we would go and toilet paper each other's houses.
Yeah, we'd raid each other's neighborhoods, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd go and toilet paper his house, or I would get the – I had cellophane.
Robin, his wife.
Like they wrap up pallets. I got a cellophane like that and wrapped his car.
He wrapped my van. It was a conversion van. I can't even imagine how much Saran
wrapped. You still friends?
Took me several days to unwrap the conversion van.
I want to warn all my friends who know better, and you know better. I don't, you know, I'm not a practical joker about my
so
vehicle.
Anyway, it's, you know,
if I go out there in my vehicle out here on Harford Roads wrapped in something, I'm going to be pissed at you.
Great friendship goes back a long, long
now
way.
Now that I know Rob, well, I've seen you guys. I haven't seen
and
you
now
since
got
Ravens tailgating, so. Right? I would always see you when I handed signs out, right?
I missed my
– handed signs out. Part of that was meeting everybody in the city.
We missed that. This is why we stopped, because we were the last couple of years, like before COVID. Okay, it was me and Robin and Kevin Lynch, and we're standing here.
I
got to
keep you on the mic. There you go.
And we're standing here going, why is it just the three of us now at our tailgate?
Yeah, right. We got to tell you more about the tailgates, because the tailgates were fun.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Were
they're
fun,
really,
yeah.
really fun. Yeah.
Well, Rasig's been a part of my life forever. He's been my artist. I think I brought some of this out for the 25th anniversary last year, but I didn't have Nick around, and I wanted Nick to appreciate this because, like,
he's got tons of me.
And you're like, oh, dude, you're the artist guy at the paper doing the sports things, right? So Rasig has been a part of my art journey forever, and I brought some of this for, like, Marcel and everybody here to laugh at. So this was last year. This was the 25th anniversary.
Part of the hat, yeah.
Part of the hat. I still have the hat.
With the long locks now, too.
With the long locks.
Right. Oh, there you go.
But he has drawn me in every era.
I just got a haircut yesterday.
This is so far back that it predates sitting on my face and WNSD. So this is a 1998 seat cushion. This was really made because Memorial Stadium was kind of uncomfortable.
Oh, they
right.
We
so
had
1998.
We made
cushions.
Yeah, it was a great giveaway. Yeah,
and this is
fantastic.
Rasig's artwork. I hear obviously of my face.
Yep.
So it was all lifted from the original Nasty Buck. So this was a Nasty Buck that we had all of the original sponsors on the back.
Man, that's a young Nasty.
That's
right
Hooters
there.
right there too. Right on the back. So you could write, as an example, go to Tochterman's Fishing and Tackle and get 10% off anything with this. So I appreciate Tony Tochterman. Arcade Pharmacy.
Eastern Avenue.
Ball Sports Bar. Hooters. Bonded Jewelry Change. Jack Brown. Wonderful man. Fireside Inn of Glen Burnie. Cellular Center.
Nice.
Cellular
no
One.
One.
Cellular One. How about that?
Oh, yes.
Norris Ford. Edgar's Billiards. Jasper's Restaurant. This is really important. Where's Marcella? Emerald Tavern. Buy one dinner, gets 1 second half price. Yeah. Hey, Emerald Tavern right here for you. Take it
right
down to Harvey. Right here.
I don't think it's valid anymore.
661-2299. Safe Harbors Travel. This is from 1997. Wow. 1997 when I was on AM 1360. TWA was my airline sponsor. So we're going back. This might have been 93 or 94. This is like really, really early on.
You know, Ness, you and Nick are probably the two people I have drawn the most since I've lived in Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
You know, Nick.
Well, you're in every cartoon.
No,
he was in every cartoon.
He was my every fan. You know, like whenever I needed an every
I was like the every guy.
Yeah, he was like the every guy. And so,
I want to put Marcel on. I didn't know she's going to be here. I didn't even plug a mic in. I got to take a break.
He's easy to draw. You know, the big handlebar mustache.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm easy. Easy mark.
The dazzling good Greek looks, you know, like all of that.
I don't know about
Nick
that.
Nick was a great cartoon character.
Well, when
and
I,
you too, Ness.
Well, I mean, when I talk about being up and down Harford Road, the Emerald Tavern, did you ever go
That's
to the
another,
Emerald when they had the satellite dish?
Yeah.
So these were my sponsors, and I'm trying to resurrect this with an idea for, I have an app idea, some business idea I'll give you on the air, where if the Baltimore Positive app had a coupon that you could get a free extra clump of crab meat in the, I don't know how it's possible,
well,
that you could get an extra clump of crab meat in the cream of crab soup here, because I was like still pulling it out of my teeth.
The free
but
dessert.
Like, whatever it is, the deals and the discounts, this is my original idea. I think this is from 94, Rasig.
Nice.
I really do.
Impressive.
Well, it might have been 95 because my ponytail was missing.
Dope.
So anyway, but I have a whole litany of old artwork here. This was Nasty Nationwide that Rasig did. And this was Mother's $2 burger, $2 chicken steak at Mother's. I appreciate you, Dave Rather. So I know everybody in town. Katie Griggs should figure that out. Now, these were really important. These were
the Christmas cards.
Original Christmas cards.
Yeah. Wow.
This was before we had
Don't
WNS.
Don't even remember doing them.
Yeah, this is the Nasty Van we had before we had NST. So the Nasty Van, and then down here was the full NST treatment. So I have these full Christmas cards. Nick the Greek's got to be in this one. Where's Nick in that one? Find him. Come on, find Nick the Greek. There
right,
he is.
Like, find
Nick the Greek's in there. He's in there. He's
find
right up
Waldo.
Here in the corner. There you are, right there. You're right next to Kevin Eck.
There it is.
Right there next to little Mike Broach, who's now 45.
Jeez.
So when you've been doing this 33 years,
yeah,
we have Christmas stuff. I'm going to take a break because I want to get Marcella a mic so we can have some fun. I have old business cards here. But you have been drawing me since I didn't have wrinkles. What do you do about my wrinkles now, Rasig? Do you draw them out?
I mean,
is that like an Instagram?
You have less wrinkles than us.
No wrinkles in cartoons.
Yes, right.
But you're the original. How many times have you
drawn? I draw my wife the same every year, no matter what. I can't. She's, you know, exactly the same.
Yeah, you've drawn her more than you've drawn me. Come on.
Maybe.
No. It's not true.
I think you're the most.
Yeah,
not only that, he's the king of media. He's been in movies. He's been in TV. You got to ask him about all that.
I'm going to ask him about that. Weren't you an extra like Major League 2 or something?
No. Absolute Power. I was in Getty's or in
Gods and Generals.
Gods and Generals.
Gods and Generals.
You know,
he's on the CD case.
Right.
He's on the cover of the CD on
Gods and Generals.
Of Gods and Generals. If you go to a store.
I don't know what Gods and Generals is.
It's like a Civil War movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a sequel to Getty's.
That's right. You used to do the reenactments.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're like the world's most interesting man next to me. You're second most interesting.
Second most interesting, definitely. At least.
Nick Syriopoulos is here. And he has been my friend.
Syriopoulos. Syriopoulos.
I said Syriopoulos. Did I say it wrong?
No,
yeah.
Syriopoulos.
Syriopoulos.
Yeah. Syriopoulos. I like
Syriopoulos.
I've been saying it wrong.
Syriopoulos is Italian, I think.
Syriopoulos.
Yes.
Syriopoulos.
I don't want to get it wrong.
Syriopoulos.
I don't want to be Scott
Thom. That's the serious.
Don't be Scott Thom.
I don't want to be
serious radio.
The FCC doesn't have anything about that?
Syriopoulos.
Scott Thom or Namishu and any of those good words?
Whoa. You'll start me cussing in Spanish.
Or Malacca.
I know about Malacca. I grew up with the Greek kids. I did.
Yes.
The Kaplanchises, but I knew how to pronounce their name.
That's the first thing
they were GP66.
My wife, that's the only Greek she knows. She know, I took her to Greece and she embarrassed the shit out of me.
All right. You just embarrassed the poop out of me.
excuse me.
You know, I got to get Marcel in here because she's got Zeke's coffee. I want you to tell the Zeke's coffee story because Thomas is coming later, too.
That's great.
I'll just say this about being Greek or whatever. Like, a guy like me would say, it's all Greek to me. That means I don't understand.
Absolutely.
It. So I had one of your relatives on, Yanni. You know Yanni?
Okay.
The singer, Yanni.
Okay.
Beautiful Yanni.
Yeah, Yanni,
right?
Absolutely.
You had Yanni on.
I had Yanni on the show
really?
At the Super Bowl back in 2004.
Okay.
And I said to him, I said, when you're Greek, what do you say? Because it's you speak Greek,
right.
You know? So he said, we say it's all Chinese to me.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go.
All right.
So I don't speak Chinese either.
Me neither.
No.
But,
me either. Okay.
But I do know what Scott Thom is,
right.
And we're not having any of that around here. Nick Syriopoulos.
There we go.
Yes.
I've never had to say your name. I call you Nick the Greek.
That's it.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
How many donuts have you brought me in your life? A lot of donuts. We ate a lot of donuts that Christmas.
Yeah, it was a lot.
He was the official donut man for WNST 26 years ago. He says 25 years. We've been 26.
Thanks
Rasig
to
is
Montgomery
here.
Donut Company.
Dara Bunjan, I'm going to pronounce her name wrong too, I don't know her, but she gave me a corn pudding recipe for Thanksgiving. Ooh. And to thank her, I'm thanking her with coconut shrimp here.
There you go.
Yeah, freshly breaded, of course, with the jalapeno and all that. So we got things happening here. I want to promote all this for our friends at Coco's, because we're in Lauraville, but they have the holidays on Harford. Now, you participate in these things, right?
Sure, yeah.
We have Coco Crawl. Well, that already happened. How did I miss the Coco? I'm here for the egg.
I also missed
That's fine. First Friday, special deals and events on the Hamilton Lauraville Main Street. They got, like, bookstores here. They have all sorts of beautiful things.
Lovely. Yeah, snug books, all kinds of
Holidays
stuff.
Holidays on Harford. The kickoff is Saturday, and the real Santa is coming. I know you dress up as Santa.
I do. Well,
you wear Santa's hat. Mars has the real Santa coming. They have a candy cane crawl. When are we going to do a Roper night here, a Mrs. Roper thing?
A Mrs. Roper
A Roper romp? You know about the Roper romp?
No. I don't know.
What's that?
Mrs. Roper's the character on TV,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Everyone dresses like her, and they go out and get hammered.
Really?
And they walk up and down the street.
Where does that take place?
It takes place all over America.
Wow.
All places that are good
it
communities.
It sounds like sports shopping.
All
it
upstanding
really
communities.
Like
it sounds
shopping.
Like your potty thing from Beverly Hills, you know?
Yes, right.
Oh, yeah.
Nick,
stores.
I should know. Before I go to break and get Marcel on here,
okay,
I'm going to bring her in because I'm going to find another chair. I would just say it only stands the reason that a Hollywood star like you would be this close to Beverly Hills, right?
That's true.
Right?
Yes. Marcella could sit in my chair while you guys discuss. And
no,
I'll
I got another mic.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm
like the really like the really big stars, they don't really live in Beverly Hills.
Beverly.
They live in Mayfield.
They live in Mayfield, right.
They live in Mayfield. Also, by the way, Leave It to Beaver.
Or Grease.
The Beeve lived in a town called Mayfield also.
There you go.
Not Mayberry. That was the other.
Mayfield. That's
Mayberry's
the other TV guy.
Opie.
You know,
Mayberry's Opie.
Beeve, the Cleavers. Right.
You're going to have to let me know when we get back. I'm going to think about this. You know that City Connect. You're the artist guy here. Mm-hmm. And I had your buddy on 2 weeks ago. Todd Radom came on.
Ah, nice.
And we talked about jerseys and all that. You know those City Connect jerseys? They say that the city has all the little neighborhoods that are all the little colors on it. I want to know what color Mayfield is in it. I hope it's orange.
Yeah,
I'm back for more. We're at Coco's. I am Nestor. We're Baltimore Pod. I've lost control of this thing. I haven't even gotten to the eggnog yet.
Losing
or the
altitude,
corn pudding.
Out of control.
We've talked rugby. We haven't even talked about the Ravens or Justin Tucker. Or what.
Oh, man.
Poor guy.
Can you kick it?
You got to go. Hey, if he was a bum, then they had got rid of him a long time ago.
Sure.
Okay? He still kicked the ball 60 yards. He didn't kick it straight.
I mean, he made a 57-yarder, okay?
It's
between his ears. He's got to straighten it out.
It did allow me to get the best punchline in the history of the internet in the middle of the game when he missed the kick, not even the Eagles game, back in the Chargers game.
Right.
I think people were a little scooped up on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote, less chicken, more kicking.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
that's
well,
a good line.
And that leaves more chicken for me. Yep. I had two delicious chicken breasts last night from Royal Farms. Our great sponsors. Love
Absolutely.
That. I did not
good
get the
stuff.
Western fries, but she did throw me in a roll. And I'm very appreciative of the Royal Farms, my Royal Farms on Providence Road, just inside the Beltway. I am at Coco's. This is one of my favorite places, one of my favorite days of the year. I'm getting spiked eggnog. Good friends are coming by. We're going to be talking about the neighborhood here in Lauraville and crab cakes. Rasig is here. Nick Syropoulos.
There
no
it is.
Longer Syropoulos.
There it is. There
just
it is.
No longer Nick the Greek. Anymore.
Well, no, he's always
you
Nick
know,
the Greek.
I was always Nick
course.
The Greek, and then the real Jimmy the Greek, like,
happened.
Did his thing, and it's like, maybe that's not a good thing to me anymore.
I'm back for more Coco's. I've lost control. Stay with us.